Well, to Washington now for a quick debriefing on this dizzying week of deadlines. By the strike of midnight Thursday night, lawmakers must vote to infuse some cash into the government, for key parts of it will shut down. The coffers are empty to pay for things already approved. Also tomorrow, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi plans to hold a separate vote on that Senate-approved infrastructure bill, which may not pass because progressives are demanding they first get to vote on that much larger 10-year, $3.5 trillion plan. That's for things like climate change and child tax credits. But moderate Democrats like Senators Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona say they won't support the $3.5 trillion social infrastructure package because it's too expensive. Let's bring in NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell. So where are we first on the Thursday deadline voting for this cash infusion to keep the government open?
Well, the Senate expects to vote sometime today at the earliest on a bill that would do just that, just a short-term extension of federal funding at current spending levels through the beginning of December. The bill also includes money for resettling refugees from Afghanistan and money for communities that have been hit by natural disasters over the past 18 months. Yeah. Now, that is the first deadline that they're facing, and likely, I mean, there are four deadlines essentially facing them right now, but the government funding and the debt limit are the two that have the most broad impact on the economy, that are the least about, you know, internal fighting among Democrats and most about a standoff between Democrats and Republicans.
Right. Well, though, to the other bills, we have the Senators Manchin and Sinema holding out on that big $3.5 trillion spending plan. Progressive Congressman Ro Khanna of California called Sinema's holdout insane. He told Axios progressives need to worry more about her than Manchin. Manchin, of course, in a state that voted for Trump. Sinema in Arizona, which Biden won. Critics are saying, what does she have to lose? But has she said what it would need, what it would take for her to vote for this bill?
She hasn't. She's been very, very, very private about what it is she's discussing with the White House. The White House has sent representatives over to the Capitol today to speak with her yet again. They have met over and over and over again. And so far, the content of their discussions is very opaque. Mm-hmm. And I would say that that is very, you know, it complicates this process significantly, because in the House, the goal was to have an agreement on a framework on the broader spending bill before there was a vote on the bipartisan infrastructure bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has told moderates that vote would happen tomorrow, but it seems like many of those deadlines are slipping. I should say these are self-imposed deadlines. Unlike the debt limit and the government funding, all of the deadlines related to the broader spending bill and infrastructure are self-imposed.
Yeah, but talk about the debt ceiling. As you said, there are laws here, and if the debt ceiling isn't raised, the U.S. defaults. This always feels like a game of chicken. You know, one side will blink. It was raised under the Trump administration. Republicans voted for it then. Is there a sense that this time, you know, somebody won't blink?
It is very hard to tell right now. This is as intense a standoff as I have seen on anything in Capitol Hill in the past 10 years. It is true that the debt limit has become a kind of political haggling point. And often lawmakers will try to attach unrelated things to a debt limit negotiation. But it is truly important for the full faith and credit of the United States.
Yeah. Kelsey Snell, NPR congressional correspondent. Thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.